pays, maybe it doesn't, because inflation is relatively high and what you can earn is low. So in any case, so then we've got, then I've got a set of possibilities here. Okay.
Professor?
Yeah.
So the 4% is the interest and the 7% is the present value?
4%
is inflation. No. I mean inflation, sorry.
4% is anticipated inflation. 7% is anticipated earnings that you're going to be able to get on the money. Okay? And so if we're using the subtract the rates approach, we would just discount by 3%. But if we're using a full up, full down, we would take it up by 4% a year, and then for each year, discount by a 7%.
Okay, I get all this now. Stupid question. Where does the present value chart come in?
Where does the what?
The chart. Like, what do you use the present value
for? What do you use the present value chart for? Okay, let me just sort of do a little example of it up here.
Sorry.
Anybody actually have the chart?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's suppose you have somebody that...
Do you want a copy?
No, it's fine. You can tell me. You can tell me. Suppose you have, so the chart looks like this. Periods, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc., right? And over the top, it's got like a 0.5%, 1%, 2%, 3, 4, 5, etc., right? 6, 7?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's suppose you've done the full up approach. So, and we want 3 years in the future. Okay, now last year I earned 100,000. So we, and let's suppose we think wage inflation may be 4%, no productivity increases, no promotions. So this coming year I'm gonna earn $104,000. Now the year after that I'm gonna make another 4% on that, which is a little over $108,000 because you compound it, it's a little over, and the next year a little more, and next year a little more. Suppose the year we're looking at, that is, say, 4 years in the future. And I actually have to do the math here. Does anybody want to do it on a calculator? 1.04 to the fourth power times 100,000?
Okay, what?
Okay, we're talking 4 years in the future. So this next year, 1.04. The next year, multiply times another 1.04. The next year times another 1.04. And the next year times it again. So multiply times 1.04 four times.
The present value is the chart says it's 0.855.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh.
I'm talking about we're doing full up, full down.
Okay, it's 1.169855.
1.169855. So it's 1.17.
Right.
Right. Okay. So what that would mean, this year 104, next year a little over 108, next year something over 112. And that final year about, what did we say? About 117,000. So it's not just 4,000 extra a year, it's a little more because we're compounding. So 4 years out, it's 117,000, not 116,000, okay? Now, so, but that's 4 years in the future I'm gonna get that, going up by 4% a year. Now we need, what's the present value factor for 4 years in the future at a 7% discount rate? It's 4 years in the future, 7%. What's the number that you find at the intersection of those
0.763.
Two?
0.763?
Yeah.
0.763?
Yeah.
That means for every dollar that I would get 7 years from now, every dollar I get 4 years from now, if we figure I can earn 7% on it, I need to get 76.3 cents today. Which in, these are all percentages. If I get 76.3 cents today, in 4 years, at a 7% interest rate, that will grow to a dollar. Okay? So this is the amount I need to get today. Another way to put it this way is a dollar 4 years from now is worth 76.3 cents. Today, if I can earn a 7% interest rate. You give me 76.3 cents today, in 4 years, I'll have a dollar. So the economic equivalent of having a dollar 4 years in the future is 76.3 cents today. That's the present value of that dollar of 4 years in the future. And that's for every dollar. Now, if I hadn't been injured, I would have had $117,000 in 4 years. So for every dollar, it's 76.3 cents. So we have to multiply that times the $117,000 that I would have had if I hadn't been injured. I need damages for it. What does that come out to? Okay, it should be about 3/4 of that. And 3/4 of that would be 75 and 12. It should be about $87,000.
Yeah.
What does it come out to?
89.
So about $89,000, probably with change. So if I get $89,000 today and I invest it at a 7% interest rate, I will have $117,000 4 years in the future. So I put it in at that interest rate 4 years in the future, I can pull that money out, and I will be able to replace the $117,000 that I would have made that year if you hadn't run me over in the crosswalk.
So in damages today, we give you $89,000.
We'll give you $89,000. If the judgment is today, and we figure I'm going to earn that money 4 years in the future, then today we give you $89,000. The damage award would be $89,000. Now, you need to do that for each of the years. You know, for year 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And obviously, that's a lot of calculations. So what I have sometimes done is I will say, you know, this person is going to lose wages for the next 10 years. What's year 3 worth? Or something like that. So it's not that many calculations.
So it would be $100,000 to the third because of the year 3.
Year 3, we would take,
so say it was,
we take 1.04 to the third power for year 3. Okay?
Yeah.
And for 3 years in the future, not this year,
yeah,
not 1 year in the future, not 2 years, 3 years in the future, 1.04 to the third times the $100,000 that I was making this year. Mm-hmm. And so that would be the actual amount I would make in the third year. Then we would have to multiply that times the present value factor, assuming 7% is what we think I could earn. We would then go here, and what's that number?
3 years,
7%.
0.816.
So for every dollar here, I need to get 81.6 cents. And that would fully compensate me.
And then we just multiply
amount.
That by whatever the 1.04.
Yes, this times 100K would be the amount, and then we would multiply that times 0.816.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's simpler if we're just able to subtract the rates. Because then we can figure my salary just stays at 100,000 forever. But we're not going to discount it as much. So let's imagine, and hopefully these numbers will work out, there are rounding errors here, okay? There are rounding errors. But let's take that 4 years in the future, we got about $89,000 for it, 7% interest rate, 4% inflation, 7% return, 4% inflation, we got about $89K. So instead of taking it up by 4% for inflation and down by 7, because that's what you could earn, let's just take it down by 3, subtract the rates. So it's $100,000, which assume in year 4 I get $100,000. But what's the present value factor that 7 minus 4 is 3. For 4 years in the future, at a 3% interest rate, what's the present value factor?
88,800 dollars.
$100,000 times 0.888, $88,800. Same. With rounding errors. Okay? Because the chart isn't to a million significant figures.
So
you're probably happy it's not to a million significant figures, right? You have to bring in a book that big with all the tables.
So we'll just subtract the rate. Sorry, I'm just really simple.
No, it's okay.
With math.
I
So subtract the raises.
Let me just see if this is still running. It is. What do you know? Okay.
So to subtract the raise, we get the 7% interest rate that we assume we'd be getting.
You make on relatively saving, which might not just be an interest rate. If it's a long enough time period, we might expect you to have a balanced portfolio, different kinds of investments. But a 7% return we think you can make on relatively safe investments.
Minus the 4% inflation.
Minus the 4% anticipated inflation during this time period.
And that brings us to 3.
And that's why how you get to 3. So notice you get the same answer if you raise the 100,000 by 4% every year, get to that number out here in year 4, and then 117,000, and then discount it by 7%, you get about 89,000. Instead, don't raise it every year. Keep it at 100,000, but only discount it. But only discount it by 3%. You get the same answer.
And
essentially,
you want us to apply all 5 approaches?
Oh, you know, if you had 8 hours, I suppose. Sometimes I identify, use this approach, use that approach. Sometimes I'll say, you know, use these two approaches. I might say use an approach other than the total offset approach, which is kind of too easy. So, you know, I try to be reasonable with these kinds of things. Well, now the first one, sort of in the handout, was we say there's no such thing as inflation. Everybody rejects that. Everybody kind of rejects that.
And
then you get the full up, full down. And then you get the subtract the rates.
And the real interest rate.
And then you get the real interest rate.
And then total offset.
And then the total offset.
Woo-hoo.
So those are our 5.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Finally.
Yes.
That sounds like a troubled yes. I cast a ballot on a faculty vote the other day. And we did it on paper. And what I wrote was yes, but troubled.
I've got like a C-plus understanding. So I just need to go back
and make sure
I change it to a B-minus.
Well, now see what you need. It could be JavaScript, could be C++.
Oh.
Okay. On that very poor note, we'll end this.